The boy's name was Louis Silvier Zamperini, the son of Italian immigrants. He had come into the world in Olean, New York, on January 26, 1917, 11.5 pounds of baby, under black hair as coarse as barbed wire. His father, Anthony, had been living on his own since age 14, first as a coal miner and boxer, then as a construction worker. His mother, Louise, was a petite, playful beauty, 16 at marriage and 18 when Louis was born. In their apartment, where only Italian was spoken, Louise and Anthony called their boy Toots. From the moment he could walk, Louis couldn't bear to be corralled. His siblings would recall him careening about, hurdling flora, fauna, and furniture. The instant Louise thumped him into a chair and told him to be still, he vanished. If she didn't have her squirming boy clutched in her hands, she usually had no idea where he was. In 1919, when 2-year-old Louis was down with pneumonia, he climbed out his bedroom window, descended one story, and went on a naked tear down the street with a policeman chasing him and a crowd watching in amazement. Soon after, on a pediatrician's advice, Louise and Anthony decided to move their children to the warmer climes of California. Sometime after their train pulled out of Grand Central Station, Louis bolted, ran the length of the train, and leapt from the caboose. Standing with his frantic mother as the train rolled backward in search of the lost boy, Louis's older brother, Pete, spotted Louis strolling up the track in perfect serenity. Swept up in his mother's arms, Louis smiled. "I knew you'd come back," he said in Italian. In California, Anthony landed a job as a railway electrician and bought a half-acre field on the edge of Torrance, population 1,800. He and Louise hammered up a one-room shack with no running water, an outhouse behind, and a roof that leaked so badly that they had to keep buckets on the beds. With only hook latches for locks, Louise took to sitting by the front door on an apple box with a rolling pin in her hand, ready to brain any prowlers who might threaten her children. There, and at the Gramercy Avenue house where they settled a year later, Louise kept prowlers out, but couldn't keep Louis in hand. Contesting a foot race across a busy highway, he just missed getting broadsided by a jalopy. At 5, he started smoking, picking up discarded cigarette butts while walking to kindergarten. He began drinking one night when he was 8. He hid under the dinner table, snatched glasses of wine, drank them all dry, staggered outside, and fell into a rose bush. On one day, Louise discovered that Louis had impaled his leg on a bamboo beam. On another, she had to ask a neighbor to sew Louis's severed toe back on. When Louis came home drenched in oil after scaling an oil rig, diving into a sump well, and nearly drowning, it took a gallon of turpentine and a lot of scrubbing before Anthony recognized his son again. Thrilled by the crashing of boundaries, Louis was untamable. As he grew into his uncommonly clever mind, mere feats of daring were no longer satisfying. In Torrance, a one-boy insurgency was born.